You're listening to Thursday Night's Arena.
The night they drove Old Dixie down by the band, performed there for us by Gavin Glass. Gavin is one of the performers at a tribute night to Leavon Helm of the band, which takes place this Saturday night. And the organiser of the event, Róisín Dwyer, is also with us to tell us more. Róisín, first of all, for those who are unfortunate enough not to know too much about Leavon Helm, how would you describe him and his career and what he achieved in his life?
Well, the band arguably created the genre we know as modern Americana. They started out in the late 60s when Bob Dylan saw them and brought them on tour in his infamous electric tour around Europe. And they went back to Woodstock then and started putting their own songs together. And from that came just a treasure trove of albums and just a fantastic body of music. I think people would probably, if they're not familiar with the individual albums, know them from The Last Waltz, the seminal music concert that sort of finished the first part of their career, directed by Martin Scorsese. But people would probably be familiar with songs like The Wait and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
And for you, Gavin, as a real fan of Americana, what makes Leavon Helm and the band so special for you?
I think with Leavon, there's just an honesty about him as a performer and as a singer. You can hear the gravel from Arkansas in his voice. And, you know, I've read up a lot on him and I've seen him in a lot of interviews. He was just straight down the line. Like, you know, there was no BS about him. He was just a genuine soul and a phenomenal drummer, an amazing musician and great singer, great mandolin player. And I don't know, there's just something. The first time I heard Leavon sing, it was just one of those moments, like when the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And
do you remember when that was?
I do. I can remember it really clearly. It was watching the movie Easy Rider, and the very famous scene where the two boys are I think Dennis Hopper's on the chopper, and you hear this riff of The Wait kicking in, that famous intro, and then Leavon opened his mouth. I was about 19 at the time and I'd been in a band that had just been dropped and I wasn't in a great place. So I'd just come back from Germany and I was thinking about giving up music. And then when I heard the band, like, I just went out and bought everything the next day. Somebody told me about The Last Waltz then, and it was, I knew at the time that my life was changing. Like, it's a weird feeling, but I knew as soon as I heard them, I said, like, something huge is happening to me at the moment.
This event then, Róisín, on Saturday night, it's on the second anniversary of Leavon Helm's death.
Yes.
Why did you set it up? Because this is the second, you had one last year,
yes,
as well. Why did you set it up in the first place?
Well, because, like, you've just heard Gavin speak very passionately about Leavon, and I think he touched so many people's lives, be it, you know, musicians or just music fans. I think he had a charisma and an honesty that added to the power of the music of the band, just made him resonate with so many people, and so many people hold him dearly in their hearts. I think it's, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes there is a musician and when they pass, people just want to hold on to their memory so much that they need to celebrate him.
And I guess it's people who loved Leavon Helm and loved,
yes,
his music who are playing for you on Saturday,
yes,
night.
Yes, indeed. I was inundated with people wanting to play, and that's a reflection itself of his popularity. So Gavin is coming along and we have the group who do a great Last Waltz tribute. The Square Pegs, the Trouble Pilgrims will do a Hawk set from earlier on in Levon's career. Pete Cummins, the Hot Sprockets. There's a fantastic cast and all proceeds go to the Irish Cancer Society.
And the songs that are performed on the evening, is it all Leavon Helm and the band stuff?
It's actually just all Leavon songs.
Just Leavon Helm.
So it's like the music he played with the band, the music he played with the Hawks, his solo material from the 80s, and then his last three albums, which were all Grammy Award winning albums, his last three solo albums. So it's from throughout his career.
So sort of a retrospective of Leavon Helm's career.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Apart from the Leavon Helm thing, just for the moment, Gavin, you brought a third, I'm not going to say person, but you brought a third guest into studio with you today. Tell us about Danko.
Danko is my new puppy, named after Rick Danko from the band. Danko is a Malamute crossed with a German Shepherd. And if he heard you not referring to him as a person, he's got all the personality of a human, believe me. He's a little brat.
Yeah, but he's a nice, calm little brat as well. Now, you have a new album coming out soon.
Yeah, which is Sunday Songs.
Sunday songs, are they of a particular type? What makes something a Sunday song?
Well, it's one of those albums that could be either played at the tail end of a night, like just as you're about to pass out, or the morning after. So it's kind of, it's either a late night record or a hangover record. And when I was making it, there were plenty of them. So I think that kind of came out in the songs and, yep.
Well, we're going to hear one of those songs just shortly. I'll give out full details of this Leave On Helm tribute that's happening on Saturday night and how you go about getting your tickets and the very good cause that it supports after this song from Gavin Glass, Good Fortune.
Good Fortune from Gavin Glass, who plays as part of a tribute to Leave On Helm at the Sugar Club in Dublin this Saturday at 7:30. Tickets are available from tickets.ie and by emailing roisin@hotpress.ie. All proceeds go to the Irish Cancer Society.